This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, June 26th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said today President Trump could extend a July 9 deadline the administration has set to arrive at trade deals with more than a dozen nations or risk the reimposition of steep tariffs. Leavitt said, quote, the deadline is not critical, adding the president, quote, can simply provide these countries with the idea if they refuse to make it us by the deadline, which would involve setting a reciprocal tariff rate that he believes is advantageous for the United States. As for clarity, Leavitt said, perhaps it could be extended, but that's a decision for the president. The administration's economic team has pledged that multiple deals are set to be unveiled before the deadline, but so far has stuck to one reciprocal tariff pact with the United Kingdom and arrived only at a tariff truce with China, talks ongoing. White House pushing back on a suggestion that it's accelerating plans to name a new chair of the Fed Reserve. White House official told Barron's today the President Donald Trump has many good options. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's term is scheduled to end May next year. An early pick of his successor would likely be seen in the market as an attempt to install a so-called shadow Fed chair. That person could attempt to influence monetary policy from the sidelines. However, having someone in such a position would risk weakening the Fed's credibility as an independent body. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said today that President Trump's sweeping tariffs will likely push up inflation in the coming months, even as some Republican senators suggested the chair was biased against those duties. On the second day of his twice-yearly testimony before the House and the Senate, Powell said that consumers will likely have to shoulder some of the cost of the import taxes. Most Fed officials support cutting rates this year, Powell added, but the central bank wants to take time to see how inflation changes in the months ahead. Well, 2 weeks after China promised the U.S. it would ease exports of rare earth magnets, Chinese authorities are dragging out approval of Western companies' requests for those critical components, a situation that could reignite trade tensions between Washington and Beijing. Western companies say they are receiving barely enough magnets for their factories and have little visibility of future supply. Firms are said to be waiting weeks as Chinese authorities scrutinize their applications. Applications for raw rare earths, which are used to make magnets, are rarely granted. As a result, some Western companies are concerned the shortages could soon affect manufacturing. Some companies so desperate for magnets that they're opting for expensive air freight whenever those licenses are granted. British oil giant Shell today denied media reports that it's in talks to buy rival BP. The Wall Street Journal yesterday said Shell was holding early stage talks to acquire BP, citing people familiar with the matter. Well, in response to recent media speculation, Shell said in a statement it wishes to clarify that it has not been actively considering making an offer to BP and confirms it has not made an approach and no talks have taken place with BP with regards to a possible offer. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt said today the state is seeking federal permission to exclude soft drinks and candy from the list of items that can be purchased under the benefit for low-income Americans on food stamps. Stitt made the announcement during an event at the Capitol with U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It's a part of the Make America Healthy Again initiative. Oklahoma would join several other states that already have sought federal waivers from the Department of Agriculture on the matter. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.